Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Aidan Bishop, who is a director at Bluebird Merchant Ventures. Hi today, Aidan.
Hi, Zach. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, it seems that Bluebird's ready to fly. You seem to have many of your ducks in a row, if that's not mixing too many metaphors, but maybe you can tell us about that.
Yeah, no, it does seem like we're having a good couple of weeks in the market, which is very good. I think really what's driving this is the joint venture agreement in Korea that we previously announced, where a partner has committed to $5 million of spend, which really sees us through to production there at Gubeng. So obviously there's stages and obstacles to overcome, but that's all very, very good news for the company. And what we've announced is how we're transitioning to this free carry model, which started with the Batangas Gold Project in the Philippines, as now the same model is being applied in Korea at Gubeng. And then if we can achieve the same on the third project, which is our second Korean mine, Kochang, then we are basically in a very strong position moving forward.
So you've effectively cracked that junior mining issue with regard to funding.
Well, yeah, look, so I looked at it as our share price was low and our market cap is low. As a company that's seeking to bring mines into production, you have to be realistic in terms of how are you going to get that capital. So is it going to be constant equity placings, which become more unrealistic the lower your market cap goes? So it just made sense or in terms of funding and economics to bring in a partner. And then the other issue, of course, when you're looking to bring mines into production is there's various permissions that you need, and local partners who have a vested interest in the project have a much better chance of being able to navigate those systems than we would have. So that was really the rationale behind this free carry portfolio type model that we are transitioning ourselves to.
You mentioned the P word, production. Do we have any idea of how that will go and what the quantum may be?
Well, we've done some reports of feasibility at Gubeng, Kochang, and in Batangas. So there is numbers out there in terms of what our production objective are, and it'll be interesting to see which one comes along first as to how we do it. I mean, as a company, we were looking in the future to become like 100,000 ounce per year producer, but that's some way off into the future. We've got to get into production first. And interestingly, I just came from a meeting this morning with the mining engineers about Batangas. So there's a report on or a feasibility study work that's being undertaken as part of permission to go into production. And I realized, or the mining engineers were telling me that the previous resource numbers that were published on the Batangas project, which was about 10 years ago. Of course, the gold price was very low back then. So obviously the economics are more attractive. But what they brought to my attention was that normally in calculating resource numbers is you use a cutoff grade. And now that the gold price is a lot higher than it was 10 years ago, you can use lower cutoff grades. So that means the number of ounces is going to increase at Batangas. So it'll be interesting to see how the feasibility study work progresses and when and what sort of quantum of ounces increase we could see there. So it's pretty interesting.
So basically part of the re-rate, apart from this, the funding model that you have, is also clearly gold being at record prices. And I suppose you're well leveraged to further increases in that area as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, with gold where it is now, it's really very good for us. I mean, previous feasibility study work at Batangas was modeled on a gold price of, I think, about $1,000. So we're obviously going to be, well positioned in terms of that. And I think production costs at Batangas was previously about $700 an ounce. I think it was, it was sub $1,000 an ounce at Gubeng and Kochang as well. So, yeah, with the gold price where it is, we're in good shape.
And so in terms of immediate drivers for the company over and above what we've seen, is it more news on funding or more news on other projects?
I think the market should be really looking towards project development goals that come, and also work that is being undertaken at present related to the feasibility work for Tangus. I think there's some pretty consistent news flow to come out of that over the next few months. And of course, let's see if we can do a deal on Kochang. You're able to do that, that we've completed our all of our projects are now a joint venture with our local partners and local money.
We look forward to that. In the meantime, Aidan Bishop, Director at Bluebird Merchant Ventures, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.